Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. And when you get a chance, and we have an outstanding newsletter that comes every Sunday afternoon, I think you'll like it. Won't take you long to take a look at it and get some good information out of it. Also, it includes our schedule. It'll tell you who's going to be on the show in the 5 days coming up after that. And so you can subscribe there. It's free. It'll come to you by email on Sunday afternoon. We also have thousands of archives of past interviews like the ones we've done with our good friend Elise Benin, who's our guest this half hour. Dozens and dozens of interviews that we've done with Elise over the years. Lots of good information. You can go back and hear all the smart things that she said to us over the last several years. Lots of articles, thousands of articles that you can read. 500-plus Brain Trust members who are all there, and our blog, which you can subscribe to as well, or you can just come and use it right there on the site. So I hope you'll check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're looking for a good book, a good small business book, we identify and in addition to my books, we identify and show you most of the books of our Brain Trust members. They're all there too. Elise is with us. She's the author of the new book, Stop Pushing Me Around, and she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. How are things in Hoboken?
Good. Just still a little summery out there, so I'm enjoying that.
Does it seem like we've had that fall has come a little bit early? Does it seem like the fall weather has come just a little bit early this year to you?
No.
It doesn't? Okay. Maybe it's just me.
Elise,
here's a question. I was having a little chat with the audience before you got here, and I said to them, you know, I was talking about people who are shy and who are maybe don't have quite the confidence that they want, that they'd like to have, and then I said, well, wait a minute. What if you're shy and you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are there people who actually they're shy, and they actually like that world? They like living in that world.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with being shy. The point I'm trying to make in the book is that there are shy behaviors that, if you practice them, limit the possibilities for you in the workplace, basically. And there are other unshy behaviors where, if you practice them, you open up more opportunities for yourself. You don't have to be shy or not shy. It doesn't really matter. But there are things you can do or not do that basically control what happens to you in the workplace.
Well, it reminds, when you say that, it reminds me of the other side of the pendulum, of the personality pendulum, so to speak. And that's the aggressive personality, the strong personality. You know, we may, you know, sometimes shy people may be saying, boy, I wish I was more like that person. I wish I was more assertive and more outgoing like that person. But the truth is, if that person hasn't found a way in the same meeting, the shy person who thinks he or she's not helping themselves because they're not asserting themselves and they wish they were like that other person, that person may be doing themselves damage with the group by being assertive in the wrong ways, by doing things that just kind of tick people off.
It's true. You can't control how people are going to respond, but I think there's something in between, number one. And number two, it's about being sensitive to what's appropriate in the moment, not here's a behavior that you should always do or here's a behavior you should never do.
Well, one of the things I was thinking about, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, Elise, is I think human beings were put on this earth to contribute.
Okay.
I think we're put on this earth to be productive in a lot of different ways and to contribute to ourselves and to the people around us and the people that we share this planet with. And if being too aggressive, too over the top, or being too assertive could cause you not to contribute successfully, just the same way as not as being too shy could cause you not to contribute. And so I think we all have to look around us and say, okay, you know, am I, in this gathering, in this meeting, in this community, in this marketplace, on this planet, am I part of the problem, or am I part of the solution? Or if I'm not part of the solution and I'm not part of the problem, am I just not part of anything? And don't we all need to check our positions and just see whether we're contributing or not?
Yes, and we can ask the people around us what they think, because it's not like I have to decide what I'm going to do and how pushy I'm going to be, and I have no idea how the other people are going to respond. In fact, someone at a talk I gave last week asked me, how do you know if you're being too pushy? And I said, ask the other person. You know, you can say, let me know if I'm being too pushy, but here's what I would like to do, or here's what I would like to propose, or here's what I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Right. No, I agree. Usually, though, if you become a student of body language, of reading body language, you can get an idea. I mean, if you're being too aggressive, I mean, not that I have ever been myself, Elise. You know, I've only read about this. I personally wouldn't know about this at all myself.
That's right.
But you know, you can probably tell by the look on the faces of the people in front of you.
Or you mentioned body language, which means, you know, is someone moving back? Are they walking backward?
If they're leaving the room as you're speaking, folks, that's not a good sign.
Or even something more subtle, like just leaning back. It's possible. You should definitely be watching for that. But then, you know, they could also be leaning forward. You know that Seinfeld about the close talker? That's body language, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A close talker. That's good. Well, you know, and if you're a shy person and you're part of a team at work and, you know, you're not given any pieces of a project or whatever, you find yourself being left out, so to speak.
Or you get the worst piece because you didn't raise your hand.
Exactly. You didn't volunteer for the easy one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, is make sure you can always maybe that'd be the first step for a shy person, is just to learn how to raise their hand.
Definitely.
The book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. Where is it available?
It's available online. It's available in all the bookstores. It's out there.
What about your website?
On my website, which is www.marketing-mentor.com, you can find links to lots of places to buy it. I'm not selling it personally.
Are you right? But have you got a little bit of an outline about what is the table of contents?
Oh yeah, and we have a blog up there.
It's all right.
Marketingmearound.blog.
See, I'm having to pull all this out of her, folks. She's such a shy person. Read the book, Elise. Stand by. 20 after. We're gonna be right back with Elise Bennett. Stay with us.
Out of bed, is hit that streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Elise Bennett. Elise is the author of the new book, Stop Pushing Me Around. What's the subtitle of that book, Elise?
It's called A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive.
Does that sound like you folks? You know, Elise, and by the way, that's available wherever books are sold. If you want to learn more about it, go to Elise's website. Give it to us again, Elise.
Well, you can go to stoppushingmearound.com.
All right, there we go. See, I'm having to drag it out over here, folks. Chapter 3, Elise. Read chapter 3. Elise, I know you've heard me say this before. In the 20th century, in the 98, 99, I started telling my audience and my readers to that the three most important things that we were going to have to master in the 21st century is networking, strategic alliances, developing strategic alliances from those networking activities, and technology. And I said, you know, with all the other things that we had to do, we have to know basically fundamentally to be in business, these three things we're going to have to do with a vengeance in the 21st century. How does a shy person accomplish networking? To a shy person, if I say go network, does that just lock them up? Does that freak them out?
Basically, yes. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the skills and behaviors and strategies that I write about in the book are things that require a lot of practice, and they don't come naturally. And I think one of the misconceptions that a lot of shy people have about people they perceive as not shy, who may be shy also, by the way, is that it comes naturally to them to, you know, introduce themselves to people or to do what is required in a networking situation. In fact, I gave a talk, this talk I gave last week, there was one young woman who was just out of college who got up and said what she did, and it was the clearest of everyone in the room. Of 50 people, hers was the clearest, what I call 10-word blurb. And the reason it was clear is because she didn't use a lot of jargon, mm-hmm. and she explained exactly what she meant by the words that she used. And I asked her to give it again in the middle of my talk as an example, and it was exactly the same. And I said to
her,
it's amazing that you are just out of college and you do this so beautifully. What's your secret? And she said, well, you know, I was in a program in school where they made us practice this over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I said, so you weren't born that way? And she said, no. And everyone in the room was really surprised because, of course, they assume, well, if she can do that, then it must be something.
I thought she was just a natural, didn't they?
Right. But it's not.
Well, do you remember what she said?
Kind of.
Can you say it? What, I mean, 10 words to get it that well done in 10 words, that's pretty good.
It was actually a little bit more than 10 words, but you also bring up another really interesting networking tool, I think, which is memory.
Memory.
Having a good memory for people's names, especially, or for what they say they do, so that, you know, when you go back to your desk and someone sends you an email asking if you know someone who can do X, you remember the people that you've met recently or not so recently, if they keep in touch with you, and can, you know, continue the circuit, if you will, by passing their name around.
When I network, before I start, my first thing that I say is, now, look, I need you to pay attention because there's going to be a quiz afterwards.
Do you really say that?
Sometimes.
I like that. I think if...
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I have said that, but only, you know, only if I thought I could get away with it and have more fun, you know. Some people are a little bit tight, you know, and they wouldn't be able to handle that. But
right.
But it is a good way to break the ice a little bit, but of course the good what I have not had the gall to do yet is to actually give them the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're right. It is memory. But, you know, shy people, one thing I've noticed about shy people that I know, they might not contribute much, but they pay attention.
Yeah, they usually are very smart, talented people with a lot to contribute. And, you know, I consider it selfish, frankly, to not contribute.
You have said that before.
Yeah. And so if you see it that way, it might... you know, motivate you to speak up. Because I think part of what happens, yes, they're paying attention, but they're also paying attention to something that's going on their head, which is, oh, I can't say that because they're going to think this, and
right.
It's not going to be clear, it's not going to come out right. And when you're paying attention to that, that's also selfish, and you don't even hear what's going on in the room sometimes. You know, you go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that to change the perspective and see, we're, you know, in a meeting, in a brainstorming meeting, we're trying to build something here. Each of the people are part of the process. There's no star. There's just each piece of information. Somehow take yourself out of the equation, mm-hmm. and say, you know, what else can I add to this? What else needs to be added?
Even, and it's okay, even if you want to wait till everyone's had their say, mm-hmm. if you don't want to be the first one to speak or even the fifth one to speak, if you want to take it all in, but at least at somewhere in the last, you know, half of the meeting, you know, sort of make your contribution. Mm-hmm. Because as you say, you know, in a group setting where you're part of a team, you're expected to contribute. At least thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
The book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. It's available wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with our good friend Joe LaBava. We're going to talk about franchising, maybe even franchising for shy people. Stay with us.
Your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.